AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, speaking of Christmas, the best parts of Christmas in Ireland have nothing to do with alcohol, but we forget that. That's according to Colleen Frawley, Irish-American writer and child health policy advocate. I caught up with Colleen a little earlier and began by asking her what her experience was of Christmas in Ireland.
I loved Christmas in Ireland. My family would come over often from the States, and they commented on how much longer and more relaxed it was than here in the States, where we basically get the day and then everyone's back to the grind, and so everything's crammed in. And in Ireland, you know, you have the full 2 weeks and the Christmas tree stays up until after the women's Christmas and all that. So that was great, and I miss that. You know, the flip side of that is that it's a long 2 weeks of drinking. And that became more than, you know, there's a lot of issues that go along with that.
Talk to us about those kind of issues, because your piece was very interesting. You know, you were making the point that obviously it's a problem when it gets to huge levels. But you were also making the point that there doesn't have to be huge rows and so on for
exactly.
it to be a problem.
Yes. So I think there's quite a lot of evidence, you know, from public health research of how parental alcohol use impacts children's mental health and physical health because of that. And it doesn't have to be at the level that we recognize as a problem for it to negatively impact that. And we've all had Christmases. Well, maybe I shouldn't say we all, but I certainly have had Christmases where, you know, drinking has been stressed me out for whatever reason, my own, someone else's, and it's caused anxiety and, you know, the sense of dread, that one relative of, oh, what are they going to do? You know, sometimes more extreme, sometimes less. And if we feel that, then I think that we need to recognize that our children in the house feel that too.
Okay. And I mean, look, I found the piece really interesting, and it made me question myself as well. But can I play devil's advocate? Like, is there an argument that says, you know what, it's a holiday season.
Yeah.
What's wrong with having a couple of drinks and relaxing, over the 2 weeks in Christmas, a couple of drinks every night and relaxing and just taking it easy, that once you don't bring it to excess, then it isn't a difficulty.
Yes, I think that there is not a clear definition of excess, and we define as excess, or particularly in Ireland around Christmas time, and what my family here defines as excess, is actually harmful drinking. When you look at the health implication, it's just that the messaging around it, mostly driven by, you know, the alcohol industry, has made us think that it's not. First of all, even just trying to define a couple of drinks is very difficult because the standards that people, you know, it's very difficult to even track your own drinking, depending on what you're drinking at home, what kind of beer, you know, that's very confusing. And I think once you get into that, then it's very easy to lose sight of the bigger picture, and that it's a very dependent, you know, creating substance that changes your brain with even one drink. And if you're an adult and you know all that, and we're clear with labeling and with, you know, the narrative and with advertising, which we're not, right? That's very controlled. Even we still, you know, even in Ireland, they still haven't been able to put the agreed labeling on. So, you know, if everyone knows the risk and they are adults and they want to drink and they're okay with the harm or the risk, then of course, that's no problem. But children don't have a say in that. Ever. I think it's important to realize how sneaky a dependence can sneak up on you and how, I mean, it causes anxiety more than we think, right? We don't want to admit that, but it, it actually causes anxiety. So, and so...
Can I ask you a straight question? I can understand how you might be reluctant to answer this, but you know, maybe we need to hear it. Looking from the outside in, do we have a national drink problem, particularly at Christmas?
I don't know. I think it's okay
to answer yes to that question. I don't think.
Well, people get very angry about that.
But like, you know what? But sometimes.
No, I mean, and. I don't know. You know, I think that I personally think, you know, I can speak for myself and I have the research, you know, all and all that and how people drink. But I think that what we're showing our children at Christmas is important, right? And if that means, you know, that every adult in their household or in their life is drinking, you know, quite a lot every day or every holiday, then that is a clear message that drinking is healthy and okay. And, you know, for children, that there's not nuance in that. They don't understand. So then as, you know, our children become teens, do we want our 14 and 15 year olds to drink every day? I don't. And if I'm drinking every day, I cannot expect them to understand the difference because, you know, we can only show them what we do.
That was Colleen Frawley, Irish-American writer and child health policy advocate, talking to me a little bit earlier. I found that really interesting. I thought it was real food for thought. I was saying earlier, I know people don't really like when we hold up, when somebody holds up a mirror to ourselves, but I did feel she was holding up a mirror to me. Anyway, let us know what you think. 087-1400-106. Is it something we need to think about more? Do we drink too much over Christmas? Does it have an impact on your family?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.